Well, on the CSI episode, it was like full costumes. Like, you'd wear a, let's just say a beaver costume. You'd have a full outfit, and you'd, you're covered in fur. You feel...
like a beaver.
Oh, yeah, big teeth, or,
sure, maybe they would put those on as well.
Nice. Love
anyway,
that.
What they are is, well, some of them are called otherkins, and that would be a person who believes he or she was an animal in a past life, and they still carry that spirit. And that's why they need to act as the animal in their little meetings with other furries. Now, they say there are...
it's always a famous animal.
Now, these are all Aggies?
No. This guy, no. There happens to be an article about one Aggie.
This is not about...
like, what animal is Reggie McNeil?
These are not just Aggies.
No, Bob. There's thousands of Americans, but it just so happens this particular article is from Aggieland.
Oh, okay.
They say there are four students in the entire student body at A&M who are furries. In the Bryan Collins College Station area, there are 12.
Well, that's what this...
people.
This crazy guy says.
Well, at the meet, why is he a crazy guy, Tom? He's just a guy who's a furry. He dresses up like he actually
walks around with a turtle shell.
Right.
I mean, he kind of wears pants and a shirt, but part of his attire every day, he wears a dog collar. He's
like you, Bob.
Yeah.
He wears a dog collar.
Okay, so.
Oh. Oh.
So he wears a dog collar to class.
He wears a dog collar everywhere.
So like a furry, now, if I understand this correctly, this wanders into the bedroom. This is a bedroom hobby.
Well, interestingly enough, they say a majority of furries are homosexual or bisexual and often engage in sexual activities with each other while adapting the mindset and donning costumes of specific animals. So you might have a... let's say a fox and a hound going at it, or
so they're wearing the costumes while goofing around.
Yes.
Two
furries rubbing up against each other is called yiffing. So when you're kind of the foreplay is yiffing, and
like their mascot costumes, but with a little scissors work here and there.
There could be a number of...
would that be shocking? Like you're the...
Orify? Is Orify a word?
The Rangers.
It plural of orifice?
The Rangers mascot, captain, the horse. And you're just kind of wearing
and
that.
And Mazman.
Anyway.
Right.
Did someone order a hot dog?
At number 9, that's Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.